Hello and welcome again to Engage with the Bible. Today's text is taken from Luke chapter 22, and we're reading verses 31 to 34.
Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. But he replied, Lord, I am ready to go with you to prison and to death. Jesus answered, I tell you, Peter, before the rooster crows today, you will deny three times that you know me.
Our focus is on verse 32. But I have prayed for you. How reassuring is this? Even before Peter's denial happened in time, Christ had interceded before God the Father on his behalf. Little did Peter realize at the time the importance of this prayer. In Romans chapter 8, Paul speaks of Christ now interceding on our behalf in the heavenly realms. We may not realize now the difference Christ's intercession makes for us here on earth, but one day we will. One thing we can know is that if Christ intercedes for us, then we need it. How grateful we can be that he acts on our behalf. Satan's sifting of Peter was intended to bring his faith to ruin, and Satan still wants to ruin God's work in our lives, just like he has done since the Garden of Eden. But he who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. Philippians 1 verse 6. So let's join with Christ in praying for one another, especially for those who are being sifted. A prayer. Father God, we do pray for those who are struggling in their walk with you, for whatever reason. We pray that you will be gracious towards them and bring them through this time into a place of assurance and confidence in you. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. Engage with the Bible is a ministry of Damascus Trust.